رسول الكريم أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من اعتكف في عشر الأواخر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من اعتكف يوما ابتغاء وجه الله عز وجل جعل الله بينه وبين النار ثلاثة خلاديق، أبعد مما بين الخافقين، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. آپ لوگ اس میں کون اعتکاف میں بیٹھنے والے جو حضرات آ چکے ہیں، آتی ہیں سو دس موقع میں اکھم ان شاء اللہ تل بھی پھول مغرب ان شاء اللہ ہاں میں نے آفیا سٹی ہوئی ہے سب ماشاء اللہ اوکے سو مینی دن کم لگ تک 35 نیمس دے اینی وے ان شاء اللہ کم سلولی سلولی اعتکاف کے لیے سب سے بڑی بات یہ ہے کہ اگر کوئی آدمی اعتکاف میں ایمان اور ثواب کی نیت سے بیٹھے تو اللہ اس کے پچھلے سارے گناہ معاف کر دیتا ہے، پچھلے سارے گناہ اللہ معاف کر دیتا ہے. اور جو آدمی اللہ کو راضی کرنے کے لیے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ایک دن کے لیے بھی بیٹھے، ایک دن کے لیے بھی بیٹھے. ہمارے حضرت مفتی سعید پالن پوری صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرمایا کرتے ہیں: وہ بوڑھے لوگ تمہارے پیر تو موت کی طرف جا رہے ہیں اور تم آخرت کی فکر میں نہیں لگے ہیں، یہ سال میں دو چار دن بھی اللہ کے گھر پر نہیں آتے. وہ کہتے تھے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایج آف 54 when he migrated from مکہ مکرمہ to مدینہ منورہ، ہر سال اعتکاف میں بیٹھتے تھے. ہر سال کیا ان کو کوئی ضرورت تھی؟ امام الانبیاء ہے، معصوم ہے، انسنٹ ہے، سارے گناہ معاف ہے. یہ سنت موقدہ علی الکفایہ، سنت موقدہ. خود نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور صحابہ اور عورتیں بھی مسجد نبوی میں بیٹھی تھی، مسجد بھر جاتی تھی. حضرت فرماتے ہیں صحیح صاحب کہ مرد عورتوں میں اعتکاف میں بیٹھنے کا بہت شوق تھا. کیوں؟ لیلۃ القدر ملے گی. سال میں 10 دن، جسٹ فور 10 ڈیز اونلی. اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہر سال بیٹھتے تھے، ہر سال. حالانکہ سنت موقدہ علی الکفایہ کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ کچھ لوگ بھی بیٹھ جائے تو پوری بستی والوں سے گناہ سے بچ جاتے ہیں. If no one sit in the اعتکاف, then the whole بستی, all we can say like Bradford 8, this masjid is in Bradford 8, everyone will get guna. فرمایا جیسے جنازے کی نماز ہے. تو حضرت مفتی سعید صاحب اور شیخ الحدیث عبد العالم دیوبند فرماتے تھے، عجیب بات، فرمایا جنازے کی نماز ایک دو آدمی پڑھتے، جنازے کی نماز بھی تو فرض الکفایہ ہے، ایک دو پڑھتے ہیں، کتنے لوگ جاتے ہیں؟ تو تم سنت اعتکاف میں کیوں نہیں آتے؟ دو چار ہی کیوں آتے ہیں؟ تم نمازوں کے بعد سنت پڑھتے ہیں، نہیں پڑھتے ہیں، چھوڑ دیتے ہیں. پھر فرمایا اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پیاری سنت موقع چھوڑا ہی نہیں آپ نے، ہر سال to sit in اعتکاف every year. Why? You will get the reward of 83 years, 4 months. Ibadat reward. One Laylatul Qadr. اس لیے فرماتے ہیں اگر someone sat in نفل اعتکاف also, don't miss نفل اعتکاف also.
MashaAllah, those who are sitting, Sunnat i'tikaf is so much reward. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be following the Sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Lekin jo kamkaj mein mashghool hai, okay, they got no off from the work or something, they must also sit at least nafal i'tikaf, half a night, 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, at least come away in the masjid before Maghrib and go middle of the night after tahajjud, read tahajjud, then you go and have sari and come back over. Lekin baithna hai. Masjid abad honi chahiye. Is raat mein farishte aate hain, mulaqat karte hain, those who are busy in the house of Allah, reading namaz, Quran, tilawat, zikrullah. Kitna bada sawab hai. Just to sit one day at i'tikaf, the reward, Allah is going to keep him away from the fire of Jahannam. How far? The distance of 3 khanadiq, 3 trench. And each trench, how big is it? From east to the west, south to the north, or from the land to the seven heavens, to the heavens. Likewise, 3 trench will be away, far from the Jahannam, just to sit one night. What about them, those who are sitting 10 days, Sunnat i'tikaf. Sunnat i'tikaf. Hasan ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala's riwayat, man i'takafa ashran fi Ramadan kana ka hajjatayn wa umratayn. He will get, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 2 hajj and 2 umrah's reward. Sunnat i'tikaf. And Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah is called, mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi, every night those who sit in Sunnat i'tikaf, they will get the reward of 1 hajj. Like you said, for 10 days, you get 10 hajj reward. Isliye, hamare Hazrat Mufti Sayyid sahab parampari farmate, tum 10 din masjid mein baitho na, to farishte tumhare dost ban jate hain. The angel also become your friend, because they're watching you day and night in the house of Allah. In the house of Allah. Humne goya masjid mein kona pakar liya. Like we're sitting in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Day and night. Agar ye friends ho jate hai farishte, to phir kya hota hai, subhanallah. Kabhi wo gaib hote hain, to unko talash karte hain. Kabhi bimar hote hain, to unke liye dua karte hain. If they are sick, the angel make dua for them. If they're not present, the angel look for them. If they been affected in something, then angel make dua of protection for them. That's why just wanted to say few virtues of i'tikaf. You know, that's very, very important, that we must understand where we are sitting and what intention we should sit here. We should know. If I know the value of the i'tikaf, then I will appreciate. I will do something. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith, يَعْتَكِفُ الْأَخْرِ أَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمْزَانِ حَتَّى تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهِ Summa'taka azwaj. This has been used to say every year in i'tikaf. SubhanAllah. Masail ke pehle, to understand, to learn one mas'ala of fiqh, you will get the reward of 1,000 nafal rakats. 1,000 nafal rakats. Learn one mas'ala. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, always used to say, first we have to understand the area of the masjid. Otherwise, the i'tikaf, remember, even you go out mistakenly, even you go out of masjid mistakenly the rosa, if you eaten mistakenly, not broken. But etikab, sunnat etikab, even you go out mistakenly without a necessary, zarurat ke bagair, aap masjid ke bahir gaye, to tumhara sunnat etikab is broken. Now you have to sit like a nafal. Nafal. That's why we have to firstly understand. Rupi Taki sahab, Dambarkatum said, Aitikaf mein baithne walon ko sabse pehle masjid ka area batao. How far you can stay and where, which part you cannot go out. So remember, the masjid area, from that stairs, the stairs out of masjid. Out of masjid. In future, maybe they'll make intention of masjid, but now, from here, from the first stairs till the end, the back hall is not in the masjid. The back hall is not in the masjid, remember. On the stairs in the masjid, until the corridor, you can see the partition is there. Until the partition, the place is called in the masjid. So if you want to go upstairs and come down, no problem. You are from upstairs is full, is masjid. From there you want to come from that door, you want to come down, all is masjid. Remember, the whole area is in the masjid. If a person goes out from that door or from that side, or here, the Imam's room is not in the masjid. The lift is not in the masjid. Remember, not in the masjid. Now, understand. And upstairs, after the partition, is not in the masjid. The second door, if you go out for necessary call, you know, toilets, no problem. For unnecessary, if you go out from that second door, then your sunnat etikaf breaks. Very, very important to understand now. You understood now? Samajh mein aa gayi baat? Ye stairs masjid mein nahi hai.
Ye bahut hard hai.
Toilet to theek hai. Agar necessary hai, wo to maine batla diya, unnecessary. Yani zarurat ke baghair, ye jo maine jagah batayi hai, ye darwaza, wo darwaza, ye stairs, और इसी तरह पार्टीशन के बाद जो कॉरिडोर है वो जो पैसेज है वो वहां अगर बगैर जरूरत के कोई गया है तो उसका सुन्नत एतिकाफ टूट जाए. ये बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट मसला है जो हर जगह में एतिकाफ वालों को सबसे पहले बताया जाता है ताकि उन बिचारों की सुन्नत एतिकाफ बाकी रहे. बहुत सबको पता नहीं होता है माशाल्लाह सुन्नत एतिकाब पे बैठे हैं एंड सुन्नत एतिकाब इज ब्रोकन. आई सेड टू यू द मसला, इवन यू गो आउट ऑन दैट प्लेस विदाउट एन नेसेसरी, विदाउट एन आई एम सेइंग नेसेसरी है, जरूरत है, टॉयलेट है, नो प्रॉब्लम. अगर किसी को वुजू की जरूरत है, वुजू की जरूरत है और वो पहुंच गया वुजू के लिए, नो प्रॉब्लम. अगर किसी को फर्ज गुसल की जरूरत है तो उधर बाथरूम है, वहां तक चला गया, नो प्रॉब्लम. इसलिए कि जरूरी है फौरी तौर पर. अगर किसी को वेट ड्रीम आ जाए, गुसल फर्ज हो जाए, स्ट्रेट अवे अल्लाह के घर से फौरन निकल जाए, ऐसा नहीं सोता रहे नहीं या जोर से पहले गुसल करूंगा, नहीं. दिस इज हाउस ऑफ अल्लाह, यू हैव टू गेट अप स्ट्रेट अवे, टेक टॉवल एंड गो टू मेक गुसल. ऑन माई राइट साइड देयर इज अ किचन, देयर इज अ बाथरूम, दिस साइड इज देयर इज नो बाथरूम. Remember, so you have to go there and make ghusl. Baat samajh mein aa rahi hai? Important ghusl then. The masla is coming for Juma ghusl, normal ghusl also. There is three type of etikaf. Remember, three type of etikaf. One is called etikaf sunnat, masnoon, etikaf wajib, etikaf nafal. Three type of i'tikaf. I'tikaf masnoon, always and always last 10 days of Ramadan. The first 10 days and second 10 days is not sunnat. Nafal. Remember the masala. Last 10 days. From Maghrib, before sunset. To come in a masjid until the moon sighting of Eid. Elan ho jaye ki aaj chand dikhai diya Eid ka. To fir Maghrib ki namaz padhne ke baad i'tikaf finish ho jata hai. Aap ghar par tashreef le ja sakte hain. Ulama farmate hain, if you stay overnight Eid night, also is so much reward. Qayamat ke din, sare log behosh honge. Lekin us aadmi ka dil jaagta hoga, jo Eidain ki raat mein bhi ibadat karta hai. Those who make ibadat on Eid night, uska bada sawab hai. Kam se kam, Maghrib se Isha ke baad, Isha ki namaz par kar, tahajjud par kar, ibadat duaen kar kar ke, ja sakte. Agar fajr tak rahe, to noor nala noor hai. Ye ulama farmate hain, ki mutakifin ko is baat ki bhi targhib deni chahiye, ki wo samjhe, ki aitikaf pura hone ke baad ek raat aur baith jaye, wo zaruri farz wajib sunnat nahi hai, lekin ibadat kar le to iska sawab bahut zyada hai. To aitikaf ye ho gaya masnoon. Aitikaf ki jagah sirf masjid mein hai. Out of aitikaf masjid aitikaf nahi hota hai. Auraton ke liye ghar mein hai, mardon ke liye masjid mein hai. To ye to ho gaya masnoon aitikaf. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam har saal aitikaf karte the, isko kehte hain sunnat aitikaf. Aur aitikaf nafal, always whenever you enter in a masjid, read the dua when you enter in a masjid. Bismillah was salatu was salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmati, aur saath mein dua kar le nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. Ye bhi hadith hai, nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. Allah mein i'tikaf ki niyat karta hu jab tak masjid mein hu. I'm making intention of nafal i'tikaf until I'm remaining in a. Hum ye nahi karte, whenever every namaz time you can make intention nafal i'tikaf. Every namaz time when you come, make intention until I'm going to remain in a masjid, so you will get the nafal i'tikaf reward also. Especially the Isha ki namaz mein log aa jate hain, to Isha se lekar wo der tak rehte hain, to fir nafal i'tikaf ki niyat kar li jaye. Aage bas sochiye to. So nafal i'tikaf ki niyat bhi har waqt kar sakte hain. Lekin maine aur targhib di hai ki we should spend at least one night, two night or three night nafal in a masjid, in the house of Allah. If you cannot work in weekdays, at least weekend two nights come up in a masjid. Bistar leke aja, so ja. To sleep also, you will get the reward. Sone ka bhi sawab. Allah ke ghar mein jo aaya, chahe do din ke liye nafal ki niyat se aa jao, lekin masjid ko abad karo. Masjid Nabawi kitni abad rehti thi. Ye to ho gaya nafal i'tikaf. The third type of i'tikaf is called i'tikaf wajib. If someone make nazar that my so and so work get done, I will sit one day at a car in masjid. He have to sit in the masjid, number one. His work is done, then he have to fulfill his vow that he have to sit in the masjid 24 hours with fasting from Subah Sadiq till Maghrib. So he have to be here Maghrib time, like normal. Maghrib till next day, Maghrib. Night and day, 24 hours. So daytime you have to fast also. And night time. make ibadah, you sleep, whatever. That is called i'tikaf of a person who made the vow. Mannat mankar. Now number two, if someone broke his sunnat i'tikaf, if someone broke his sunnat i'tikaf, agar sunnat i'tikaf ko kisi ne tod diya, to uske liye wo fir kya hai? Wo to nafal ho gaya abhi to. Sunnat to khatam ho gaya. Lekin us todne ki wajah se usko us din ki i'tikaf ki qaza karni padegi. He have to make qaza of that day's i'tikaf. The night, the day, if a person break daytime, Taqi sahab Dan Barkatum said, then ulama said that if a person break daytime, then the next day he sit in i'tikaf with fasting, with roza, from Subah Sadiq till sunset. From Subah Sadiq till sunset. If someone break the act sunnat i'tikaf night time, then Hazrat said, from Maghrib till next day Maghrib, 24 hours, have to sit in i'tikaf. Remember, this is the call when a person break his sunnat i'tikaf just one day, not the remain days. Remember, remain days better to stay. If someone break, for example, we had to be bimar ho gaya, serious bimar ho gaya, he have to go out. Doctor can't do anything here. Yeah, something happened, but important. Kuch hadesa ho gaya, out ho gaya masjid se bahar nikalna pada, emergency. Surat mein sunnat i'tikaf tod gaya, to uski qaza karni padegi ek din ke liye. Baki ek din ki, aisa nahi hai ki I set 21st, now 23rd, I broke my sunnat i'tikaf or broken some reason, then I have to make qaza for remain all days. No. Baat mere samajh mein aa rahi hai. Just 24 hours qaza. 24 hours qaza. Ye hai masnoon i'tikaf and nafal i'tikaf and wajib i'tikaf. Explain you fatwa dalum deoband. Ye puri tafseel se isko nakal kiya hai. Phir aage farmaya masjid ki had kahan se kahan tak hai. You understood that also. This is very very important for each and every person, those who sitting in sunnat i'tikaf. Jo sunnat i'tikaf mein baithte hain unke liye ye bahut zaruri hai. Ek aur baat hai, bahut si martaba seedhiyan masjid se bahir hoti hain, log uske yahan se chalkar phir masjid mein jaate hain, to phir uska i'tikaf sunnat toot jata hai. Ye wala idhar ka pura hissa, if someone, the person sitting sunnat i'tikaf, go from this door, from this corridor to upstairs, he broke his sunnat i'tikaf. That's why I explain you from the first stage until all the series, all the stairs, and go to the corridor is written there. The partition already we put it there, and is written there. The masjid area is still here. You can by the door, you can enter the door again in the masjid upstairs. This area, even the other side also lift there. You don't go in the left, come from the upstairs to downstairs, from downstairs to upstairs. Remember. एहतिकाफ में बैठने वाले अपने कुछ न कुछ बिछाएं ताकि मस्जिद की कारपेट खराब ना हो. बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. इधर उधर ना सो जाए, आंख लग गई, वेट ड्रीम हो गया, तो मस्जिद की कारपेट नापाक हो जाएगी. इसलिए कोई अपनी चटाई, अपना बिस्तर, अपनी ब्लैंकेट, समथिंग जो भी हो वो क्या है, उसको बिछाएं. डेफिनेटली उसको बिछाएं और उस पर सोए. वो आदमी ऊपर से नीचे आया, ऐसे ही सो गया, इधर प्रॉब्लम हो गया, तो मस्जिद तो नापाक हो जाएगी. समझ में बात आ रही है ना? अंडरस्टैंड. सो इफ यू फील स्लीप, गो अपस्टेयर्स एंड स्लीप ऑन योर प्लेस. अदरवाइज यू कैन कम डाउन, बट यू हैव टू पुट समथिंग एंड स्लीप. बेटर अपस्टेयर्स, स्लीप अपस्टेयर्स. नंबर टू, द मसला विदाउट परमिशन, डोंट टेक एनीबडीज थिंग इन द मस्जिद. इंपॉर्टेंट मसला, किसी की इजाजत के बगैर डोंट इवन टेक द खजूर ऑल्सो, टेक परमिशन. हमेशा अपने साथी का परमिशन ले. इफ समवन कीप द विक्स हियर, समवन कीप द पनाडो हियर, डोंट जस्ट टेक एन हैबिट. नो, आस्क फर्स्ट परमिशन. बात समझ में आ रही है ना? वरना उलमा फरमाते हैं बगैर परमिशन के लेंगे तो ये चोरी बेशुमार होगा, चोरी में। और यहां तक हदीस बयान फरमाई, चोरी करने वाला जब चोरी करता है या जीना करने वाला, सही हदीस है, उसका ईमान उस वक्त निकल जाता है। अगर जो छोटी चीज हो परमिशन ले लो, कोई ना कहने वाला नहीं है। आज था योर फ्रेंड और somebody, I need this one, can I use this? Without permission, don't take anybody's thing. बगैर परमिशन के किसी की चीज को न ले। Okay. शरी जरूरत है, when it's person necessary to go out. You can go out. Necessary. But in the oldest time, sometimes they have to go and get food from the house. They used to go. Necessary, है ना? खाना तो है। You can't stay in the etiquette without food and without drink. In the oldest time, there were no toilets. They used to go close somewhere, house toilets. They on house toilet, they used to go and come back when necessary. Because it's necessary. You're not going to make urinate in the masjid. You're not going to do number two in the masjid. You have to go out. When it's necessary, you can go out. Here too, you can go. Necessary things, you can go. But remember, if there is a queue outside of the outside of the toilet, there's a five people are standing there, your number is fifth, so you don't stand and talk. Stay quiet. Don't talk. Basumariya. Why are you making wuzu? No talk. Remember. And once your wuzu is finished, don't stand if somebody call away, Absa, why you come here? How you care? Your sunnah etiquette is broken. You can give him answer while you're walking. Sorry, I'm in etiquette. Walking, no problem. But you stand there. You must lie. Sab sab bata deta hu. Agar aap thodi der ke liye bhi khade reh gaye aur baat chit shuru kar di, sunnat etiquette is going to break. If you stand there and you start talking, then your sunnat etiquette is broke. Mufti tabi sa. Da barakat umar. Many, many muftiya ne kiram mentioned. Pata dalum devan also. How is it? Just you're making wuzu and you're coming in the masjid. Somebody entered in the masjid. Said, how are you, Absa? You okay? While you walk, you say, Alhamdulillah, I'm in etiquette. Alhamdulillah, amen. It's no problem. But you stand there, come here. You have to pay me so much money, and you start talking to him. Sunnat etiquette. Important masala. You got wuzu already. You don't go to make wuzu again. Wuzu upon wuzu also break your sunnat etiquette. Remember. Yes, if it's necessary, you don't have wuzu, go. You woke up, mashallah, you need to make wuzu, go and make wuzu. No problem. You want to go toilet? You can go toilet. No problem at all. You can go. Necessary things. Bahut zaruri hai. Also special just to go for miswak. Special just to go for brush. Your sunnah etiquette is going to break. Special. खाना खाने के बाद हाथ धोने के लिए बाहर चला गया। नाउ यस यू गोइंग टॉयलेट, यू मेकिंग वुजू, यू डू ब्रश, नो प्रॉब्लम, बिकॉज यू डूइंग नेसेसरी थिंग्स देयर। वुजू, यू ब्रश, यू मिस डू मिस वन, यू वॉश योर हैंड, नो प्रॉब्लम, एवरीथिंग इज डन। बट स्पेशल टू गो आउटसाइड, स्पेशल to go outside and
beta theek hai ji, alhamdulillah, Allah usko shifa de, aapko unka beta bimar unke liye dua kar raha hu,
ameen,
tandurusti de unko.
Acha ji, to main keh raha tha ki unnecessary nahi jana hai, don't go out without unnecessary. Ha, aadmi ki zarurat hai, qaza e hajat hai, 10 din mein 10 baar jana pade, किसी को बीमारी लग गई, डायरिया हो गया, नो प्रॉब्लम, यू कीप ऑन गो। लेकिन बगैर जरूरत के वुजू के लिए जाना, इसी तरह गुसल, नॉर्मल गुसल, नॉट नेसेसरी गुसल, नेसेसरी गुसल नहीं है, इज नॉट नेसेसरी गुसल, जस्ट नॉर्मल गुसल, तुम्हारा जुम्मा, लेट मी गो एंड बाथ नाउ, योर सुन्नत एतिकाफ ब्रेक। बात
सुन आ रही है
जी? So, no, I'm going to go toilet now. I'm going to take shower, you going to mess whole toilet there. There is no the bathroom here. Understand? Best things the ulama say, very, very nice, to get the 3-4 towels from your house, from masjid towels, eh? Small, small towels. Tell somebody to wet nicely and then squeeze and bring it in your place where you're sitting. And then take towel and you wipe it your whole body. Very easy, very simple. Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And the many, many ulama, they used to do the same thing. They used to. Because India, Pakistan, bahut garmi hoti thi, to badbu aati thi. So, aasan way yahi hai. The easiest way, small towels, wet outside, send somebody, don't go yourself. Send someone, says, wet this towel and squeeze it and bring it. And nicely, you can do 2 towels nicely. You wipe it like you bath. And then send it home to wash, get it again. Sabse aasan hai. It's no mushkil. हमारे हजरत मुफ्ती सईद साहब पालनपुरी रहमतुल्लाह ने फरमाते हैं कि मैं 5-6 साल तक सहारनपुर एहतिकाफ में बैठा. 500 पीपल यूज टू सिट इन एहतिकाफ. ओनली द टेंट, स्मॉल टेंट, नॉट फॉर नो वन, ओनली फॉर हजरत मौलाना ज़करिया साहब रहमतुल्लाह. बिकॉज ही हैव टू राइट द बुक्स दे, ही हैव टू रीड द लेटर्स दे, ही हैव टू टेल हिज मुरीद्स कम सम टाइम टू टॉक. So don't disturb other. So if something like this, so it's okay. If it's not like this, so he said, aaj kal to ulama kehte hai, tent ko banana hi nahi chahiye. The sahaba used to sing Masjid Nabi. No tent, only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only for him. Only for him. Not for everyone. Tent, ulama farmate hai, kya malum tent ke piche kya kya hota hai? What's happening behind the tent? एक आदमी मेरे पास आया और आने के बाद पर्दे के पीछे क्या करते हैं. उस आदमी को पता ही नहीं था कि भी एहतिकाफ है. दिस इज ऑल पीपल सीन एहतिकाफ. सो व्हाट दे डू बिहाइंड द पर्दा. हजरत ने फरमाया सोते हैं. दे स्लीपिंग. फरमाया मैं तो समझा दे डूइंग सम इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क बिहाइंड द पर्दा. दैट्स व्हाई आई डिडंट सी बिहाइंड द पर्दा फ्रॉम सो मेनी इयर्स. नाउ आई नो दे कैन गो एंड sleep and do ibadat. I'm going to sit from next year to Hattika. So try to spend your time in a masjid. What we do, you know that? We sleep night time. And daytime we stay awake. Laylatul Qadr is not daytime. Yes, you sleep, you get reward also. But to achieve something, you're sleeping and Jibreel As-Salam come, they're going to wake you up. Ibrahim Bhai, wake up. As-Salaamu Alaikum. बात सही कह रहा हूं. यू अवेक इन मस्जिद. द लैलतुल कदर इज फ्रॉम मगरिब टिल सुबह सादिक व्हेन फजर अजान टेक प्लेस. नॉट द फज आफ्टर फजर. हत्ता मतलईल फजर. हत्ता मतलईल फजर वहां तक है. सो व्हाट वी डू, वी गो टू स्लीप. ओ माशाल्लाह 3 घंटा सो गया और जिब्रील सब आके चले भी गए. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم. Special the angel come to greet. Salam, salam, salam. And we, mashallah, we are sleeping. And daytime, gumta hidhar se udhar, hidhar se udhar. You slept nicely. Night time. No, try to stay awake night time. After fajr. Mashallah, alhamdulillah, zikr majlis take place. And after zikr majlis, dua take place. Sit in ijtimai amal. Sit in ijtimai amal. Nothing to do. We have to please Allah. That's all. Hame Allah ko razi karna hai anyway. Sit in ijtimai amal. Then, till ishraq, you can do your infiradi amal. Open your Quran. Read one time Yasin Sharif. Yasin Sharif. You get 10 Quran's reward. One time you read Yasin Sharif, 10 Quran's reward. After Maghrib, read Suratul Waqia. There will be no poetry in your life. And after Isha, after Taraweeh, sit down, read one more time Yasin Sharif. And Tabarakalladhi. And read Quran also. Our ulama said, if you read Yasin Sharif night time, When you wake up, Hadith of Mishkan Sharif, until you wake up, meaning until sun, until Subah Sadiq, Allah will forgive you all the sins. And thus, more powerful to read Yasin Sharif at night to save yourself from all the calamities and difficulties. And to read Yasin Sharif after Fajr is more powerful to open you all the way. All the block is to remove. There's two different. Yasin Sharif ko padho, Tabarak ko padho, Hamim Sajda padho, Quran Kareem ki tilawat karo. Try to complete full Quran in 10 days. Three para a day. If you read three para a day, you can complete full Quran inshallah. If we didn't have time, the 20 days passed. So at least we please Allah Ta'ala. Because we came here to please Allah, not to sleep. At least we missed some extra effort. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tie his lungi, meaning he used to stay awake. He used, don't used to wake his wives at all in the whole year. But the last 10 days he used to tell his wife also to stay awake. It's something to we have to achieve. And we go to sleep, or we sit down 4 or 5 people here and we talk and talk and talk. The night is finished. And the worst things, never ever use the mobile videos, YouTube. We opening YouTube. Jibreel Salam, come then. What are you doing? I came to make salam to you. What are you doing? You're not doing ibadat. You're not in zikr. You're not in namaz. You're not reading Quran. You're not sleeping. You're doing something wrong. It's not mobile phone. It's a cell phone. Not cell phone. It's a cell phone. Last 10 days. Keep awake, especially night time. Without it necessary, you don't have to. Yes, you tell your mom and dad that Salaam Alaikum, I'll see you after 8 day. If it's no news, it's good news. That's not here. No news is, tell them, I'm in a masjid in the house of Allah. If it's no news from me, it's good news. MashaAllah, my son is okay. My husband is okay. If it's necessary, then you can call, no problem. But don't disturb others. Very, very important. We disturb everyone in the masjid. No. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to sleep with his wife, when he used to wake up, he used to walk without, like barefoot, without shoes. One day, Ummul Mumineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, asked, Ya Rasulullah, why are you walking barefoot? Farmaya, tum soyi hui ho, I don't want to disturb you because you're sleeping. So our brother sleeping next to us, we're sitting and talking, we're disturbing. We disturb it. If you don't want to read, if you don't want to read, you're tired reading Quran, go and sleep. If you sleep, you get reward. No backbiting in your masjid. No guna at all. Because you're sitting in the house of Allah. Once you talk in the house of Allah, it's so much reward. That's what I'm saying. So much reward also. If you sit in i'tikaf 24 hours, every minute, the angel making dua for you. Allahumma gfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allah forgive him, Allah have mercy on him. Have mercy on him. Every night try to read Salatul Tasbih. Allah will forgive entire sins. Try to read. If you cannot read night time, you got so much time, what you going to do? And inshallah, our trustees Azad said that you have a khajur and pani downstairs now, inshallah. And then after Maghrib, you get fried things, inshallah, upstairs. You go upstairs and join, inshallah. And then the main meal milega isha ki tarabi ke baad. This is a quite longer night, so nobody gets hungry. So after Maghrib, niche khajur pani se roza khol lo. Aur namaz par karke phir upar jao, inshallah. Dasturkhan be ready. And after isha again, inshallah, the main food will be ready, inshallah. And then seri time also. But try to spend your time, the night time, Salatul Hajar, Salatul Toba, Salatul Tasbih. Things I will have to do night time. Raat mein isko pare, Allah ke samne roye, toba kare. Whatever we have done in the past, make toba for ourselves, make dua for our mother and father, our children, our families, our brothers and sisters, and especially make dua for the people up in Gaza, in Palestine, in Syria. Lot of people are there in problem. Make dua for them because you're sitting in the house of Allah. Angel making dua for you. If you make dua for others, the angel make dua for you. But samajh mein aa rahi hai na? Ji? So inshallah, sehri time bhi. And while you're eating also, read dua with sunnat way. Sunnat way, sit down nicely, no talking, because you house of, in the house of Allah. Remember, when a person talking about worldly things, what the angels say, Ya Sadiq Allah, uskut, not biskut. Ya Sadiq Allah, uskut. Hey, friend of Allah, be quiet. Oh, friend of Allah, be quiet. Still talking and talking, backbiting this and this and in the house of Allah. Then the angel says, Ya Adu Allah, uskut. Enemy of Allah, quiet. But still carry on talking. Prophet said, carry on talking. Then angel says, La'natullahi alayk, uskut. Allah's curse upon you, be quiet. When it's not necessary, why are we wasting our time? Open the Quran, tasbih. Try to read 1,000 times, Qul huwa Allah, 10,000 times, 12,000 times, astaghfirullah. Try to read Durud Sharif 12,000 times, subhanAllah. Do all these things as much you can. It's not wajib and farz. Spend your time in ibadat. Inshallah, usse bahut fayda hoga. Maine necessary masail bayan kar diye hai. Toilet ke samne agar queue hai, to baat nahi karna hai. Stand there. Stand there quietly. When your turn come, go inside. Straight away, don't wait there. Come, make wuzu, no talking there. Walk, come in a masjid. If you stand unnecessary, your sunnah etika break. As I told you, the main masala, you go out of masjid without the necessary things. As I told you, what? That not even toothbrush special. Yes, you go for wuzu, necessary wuzu, you can do everything. But just to go only for toothbrush, or for miswak, or for washing hand, all this wuzu, your sunnah etika is going to break, remember. And for wuzu upon wuzu also, no. You got wuzu already, no problem. Try to read Tahiyyatul Masjid. You always in a masjid, you don't have to read. But Tahiyyatul Wuzu, whenever you make wuzu, it's not makruh time, come inside. Firstly, read two rakat Tahiyyatul Wuzu. Tahiyyatul? Oh, you understand? Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala hu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahi hai, ki hadith hai. Farmaya Bilal, kaun sa aisa amal karte ho tum? Ke maine tumko mere aage jannat pe chalte hue dekha. Which amal you do? So much that I have seen you walking before me while I was entering in Jannah. Farmaya any whatever namaz faraz ek amal mein pabandi se karta hu jab wuzu kar leta hu to main masjid mein aake do rakat namaz tahiyatul wuzu ya tahiyat masjid padta hu. Allah ne kitna bada darja diya ke Jibril ne kaha, your Bilal is walking in Medina but you can hear the footsteps before Jannah. Try to read. Whenever you make wuzu and no makruh time, read your two rakat tahiyyatul wuzu. And then you can read tahiyyatul masjid also. But you always in a masjid. But best way, tahiyyatul wuzu. When you make wuzu, come tahiyyatul wuzu two rakat, tahiyyatul masjid two rakat, because you enter again a masjid after wuzu. Anyway, these are the important. Any questions before we close? Don't make dirty the toilets. Try to keep clean the toilets. Because another person is going to come. Always try to clean. You understand? Don't drop water so much, because taharat is very, very important. Understand? Cleanliness is very important. What we do, we go in a toilet, we drop water everywhere. So other person go inside, there's too much water, is going to put go water on his clothes. So try to keep toilet clean. There's toilets downstairs also, upstairs also. When it's necessary, you can go. Any masla? Any questions?
Qaza. Ramzan ke baad hi ho gaya fir. Qaza.
Nahi, Ramzan mein bhi qaza kar sakta hai. If you broke the sunnat i'tikaf, so already you got mashallah, roza is there. Just have to make qaza intention. I'm making my one day qaza. After the remaining days, you know, full i'tikaf is done. Yes. But if you want to do after Ramadan, then you have to stay alone in the masjid. 24 hours. You can't do i'tikaf at all. आई बात समझ के अंदर जी अरे अंडरस्टूड द मसाइल्स इंपॉर्टेंट मस्जिद एरिया इंपॉर्टेंट डोंट गो नेसेसरी ट्राई टू स्पेंड योर टाइम विद अल्लाह ताला इन दुआ इबादत इंशाल्लाह ओके डोंट यूज सो मच द फोन डोंट यूज द फोन द यूट्यूब एंड नो द अदर व्हाट एंड व्हाट दिस इज things, don't use all these things in the house of Allah. Otherwise, you looking the pictures and the Jibreel salam come as well. You will get reward. Better that person must stay at home rather than get more guna. You understand? So Allah param sab ki faasat.
Amen.
يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
آمين.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
آمين.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
آمين.
اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا 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 على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله دنيا کے درختوں کے پتوں سے زیادہ، دنیا کے ذرات سے زیادہ، ستاروں سے زیادہ، ہزاروں لاکھوں ملین و بلین و مخلوق سے بھی زیادہ ہے اللہ، ہم سب کی طرف سے، ہماری آل اولاد کی طرف سے، ہمارے ماں باپ کی طرف سے صلوات و سلام پیش فرمائے اللہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو. اے اللہ جن جن لوگوں نے اعتکاف میں سنت اور نفل اعتکاف میں بیٹھنے کی نیت کی ہے اللہ سب کا بیٹھنا قبول فرما، سب کو لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما، سب کو لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما، لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما. ہمیں اپنا ٹائم اللہ کے گھر میں، اللہ کے گھر میں اسپینڈ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اللہ کے گھر میں استعمال کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ دس دن ہم تیرے گھر پر آتے ہیں، روتے ہیں، اللہ تم سب کو معاف کر دے اور پوری امت کی مغفرت کر دے. اللہ اعتکاف والوں کی برکت سے اللہ غزہ کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، ویسٹ بینک کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، ظالموں کو ختم فرما، ظالموں کو ختم فرما، تینوں مساجد تینوں حرم کی حفاظت فرما، اس کی حفاظت کرنے والوں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، ہمارے ایمان اور ہمارے مکاتب اور مساجد مدارس کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے علماء صلحاء نیک اور صالحین عوام خواص سب کی جان مال آب و عزت کی حفاظت فرما، دشمنوں کی دشمناوت سے، حاسدین کی حسد سے، اے اللہ کافروں کے کفر سے، اللہ مشرکوں کے شرک سے، اللہ ہماری ہماری آل اولاد کی ہماری نسلوں کی بگڑنے سے، پھسلنے سے، اے اللہ کفر سے، شرک سے، قبائل سے، بدعات سے حفاظت فرما. اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو تو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کے لیے جنت کے فیصلے فرما، جہنم سے آزادی کے فیصلے فرما. یا اللہ یہ تیرے نیک بندے تیرے گھر میں بیٹھنے کے لیے آئے ہیں، اچھی نیت لے کر آئے ہیں، نہ سب کا آنا قبول فرما، سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی وصحبہ اجمعین.